How are you going on? Are you all right?
Yeah, very, very good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. You know, looking forward to getting on tour, and obviously we've got the new album out to promote, so yeah. Business as usual.
Business as usual. Yeah, there's a new album out at the moment, Commuter 23. Has this been? Well, it feels like you've been very busy in the last few years. You had quite a few years. Well, some quiet years. We didn't really hear from you for quite a long time. But you've come back with a bit of a bang, Neil, in the last few years.
That's right. Yeah, I've been away. I was. 26 years it was between albums.
It's just a short while.
I only nipped out to get some cigarettes.
Good Lord, that is a long way to go to your news agents.
Hey, I don't smoke either. that's what took so long. I didn't realise I didn't smoke. I think this time round, this incarnation of Blancmange, this time round since 2011, there have been. This is the fifth album, so there's been more this time than there was the first time.
Wow!
So watch out, because there's more to come as well. I'm keeping myself busy and thoroughly enjoying the process.
So, what were you doing during those 26 years? That's the first question I need to know. Is what were you up to?
Well, a lot of washing up, too. we had that catalogue of washing up. Stephen and I went our separate ways and all that business. And funnily enough, we both ended up working in a similar area, doing music for film and TV and ads and stuff like that. And really quite enjoyed that idea of being in the background doing stuff, but still being able to be creative. So, that was it. I always carried on writing songs. I did have a solo album out in the early 90s on Chrysalis. And I'd done collaborations with different people, electronic acts, like 4x5, people like that. But it wasn't until about 2010 that I ever even considered the idea of performing or doing anything with Blancmange. But we got Blancburn together, and it kind of went from there, really. And like you said, last year it's been three albums. So I think next year I'll have to do six.
You say you were writing all over that time, and did you always during that 26-year period? Did you always think, I do want to bring Blancmange at some point? Was that always in the back of your mind?
No. Frankly, I was probably like a couple of other people. They're glad to see the back of us. No, I was. I hope not. We'd had a really good time working together in the late 70s, doing our experimental stuff. And then we got in touch with Steve-O. Steve-O got in touch with us, and we were on the Some Bizarre Sampler. That and a couple of dates with, this is on stage, I don't mean going out with her, Grace Jones.
Right, okay.
So herself would be a fine thing. And we ended up getting a bit of a break. Then working with supporting Depeche Mode and Japan. We got the record deal. I had great times with Living on the Ceiling and Don't Tell Me, Blind Vision, the ABBA cover. But it doesn't always kind of work out, and we stopped kind of enjoying it, really. So to be able to have a break and then still keep involved with music was wonderful, but not really for right up until the year before Blancmange came out in 2011, I ever wanted to resurrect or consider doing anything with Blancmange. I was very happy doing the other stuff, and then it just seemed like a nice thing, particularly because we weren't just doing what we'd done before. We were creating new music, and I'm more interested in moving forward and in the future and seeing what's coming next.
It's interesting because, I mean, that over that sort of 26-year period, the music industry changed just massively, really, and just like the way we consume music and the sort of styles of music we listen to. Was it, did it feel massively different to you, the music industry, when you're starting to produce records as Blancmange again?
I suppose it did when it came down to producing things as Blancmange, because the fundamental difference was that it was us taking a completed working, an album, to a record company and saying, can you distribute that effectively? So, whereas 30 years before, you would have gone in with some demos, you would have gone in their studio, or a studio, and the clock would have started ticking, meaning that, you know, that their money was going into it. And you were working with a producer. Fortunately, we got to work with great producers, recording a body of work which they would own, and you would have a split of, a cut of, a small percentage of.
Yeah.
And then you do a deal with the publishers. This time round, as I said, you take a piece of work in that's finished, including the artwork. You own the masters. You're careful with this, and you license the product to them. That's how much the industry's changed for many of us. So it's a little bit like how it was with around the time of the punk revolution, when people reacted and started doing the DIY thing.
Yeah.
And in many respects, having the control allows you to obviously have total control over the content of what you're releasing. It's fantastic. I mean, I really enjoy that. So, you know, it's probably one of the reasons there's been... I've done three albums in the last year. Although I've got to say that Cherry Red were absolutely fantastic, and a good friend Gary Barnshaw was amazingly supportive in helping facilitate the release, the reimagining of Happy Families 2, one of the albums we've done since Blancmange came back. But it's all good fun, and there'll be more.
Oh, well, brilliant, because, I mean, the new album out at the moment, Commuter 23, this might sound silly, but it sounds like Blancmange haven't been away. It just sounds like a proper Blancmange album. It's fantastic. And the track Last Night, Dreamt I Had a Job, which is out on Friday the 18th of March, it's absolutely superb. You must be very, very proud of it.
Oh, well, I'm talking about proud of it. That's really, it makes me feel proud when I hear you say something like that, of course. Yeah. Well, thank you very much indeed. Very, very kind comments.
No, it is excellent. We're going to play it in a second. You're travelling and you're doing some dates over March, and you're coming up to Yorkshire, and you're going to be at the Hebden Bridge Trades Club on the 25th. So it's a small little tour you're doing, but some great venues. The Trades Club's a great place to play.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing there on Good Friday, actually. So that'll be a good day, Good Friday. And looking forward to that one, and obviously all the other ones as well. But I've got fond memories from when I was a whippersnapper just over the other side of the border of coming over to Hebden Bridge. So looking forward to going back there.
We won't talk about where you come from, but of course, being in Lancashire, you know, that's the dark side, so we don't go there.
So you said you weren't going to mention it.
I failed that. We'll play the track now. Last Night I Dreamt I Had a Job. It's the new track from Blancmange. The album's out, Commuter 23. Go and have a look at that. And also, the single is out on Friday, 18th of March. Neil Arthur, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Oh, thank you. Great. Thank you very much indeed.